coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to this edition of the Hagman Report. This is a very special Monday AM edition. And this is a special report, a deep dive into a couple of things that that really I think warrant our attention given everything that's going on. There is a confluence of events right now taking place. Confluence of organizations causing the events to take place. You know, we speak about the deep state. We speak about the administrative state. We talk about Soros. We talk about all these things. But really, we don't talk about what's going on. I mean, we either talk really high or mid-level, but we don't talk about the people who, at least in my particular view, who are leaving the borders open, who are continuing the election interference, who are behind the January 6th House Unselect Committee, and continuing to throw people in jail from that Unselect Committee. The people who actually are behind the FBI, the FBI traitors activity, which is the House Judiciary Committee, which is the most powerful committee in Congress, the House Judiciary Committee. So we talk about the FBI, Chris Wray, and of course, Andrew Weissman, Lisa Page of past, responsible for spying on President Trump, responsible for a number of things, but we don't talk about the people at the heart. And that's the people who we elected. Now, we elected 535, or who represent us. When I say elected, of course, the down ballot from the fraudulent 2020 election changed a lot of things. And this hit me over the weekend. As I was going through a number of things, this hit me over the weekend. The promotion, again, the promotion of immorality and Common Core, the critical race theory being taught in schools, this is all coming together. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give, this is going to be a deep dive. So if you have a notebook handy, you might want to copy some things down here, because I'm about to just dump an incredible amount of information on you. Okay, this can be a good episode. This will be a keeper, I guarantee you. I want to thank our supporters, of course, those of you who support this organization, Hagman PI, that we do the work. We work alongside Shatter Ops and, of course, Vets for Child Rescue. And we do this. We do a number of things. I want to thank you for your support. I also want to thank our sponsors, including healthwithdoug.com. Let me explain this. Healthwithdoug.com. Healthwithdoug.com. You know, one of the leading reasons that skin begins to sag and form wrinkles is not necessarily because of old age, but because our bodies are missing out on essential collagen. You see, we produce about 10% less collagen every decade once we hit 30. And that's really, that's a major reason behind those unsightly wrinkles and pesky wrinkles, right? When I look in the mirror, I look and I think, my goodness, is that really me? That's why myself, along with tens of thousands of people, have turned to the cutting-edge new substance to help reduce visible signs of aging. It uses the top five most researched types of collagen, which is essential for skin health, to support skin elasticity and skin hydration. I was going to show you a spot on my arm that I had, and also kind of like a set of wrinkles, if you will. When I started taking collagen, when I started taking this collagen right here, and well, you can see it on your screen, but I've got a pack right here. I'm going to tell you what it took a, oh, I don't know. I noticed a difference in about 3 or 4 days. I really noticed the difference after about 3 weeks. It's incredible stuff. The best part, I love is that you get 53% off for the rest of the month or until they sell out, whichever comes first. So act quickly. Get yours now by going to healthwithdoug.com. That's healthwithdoug.com. You will not regret it. Healthwithdoug.com. Of course, I'm not making any medical claims. I'm just telling you my experience with this. All right. So now look. We just had this big brouhaha over the Speaker of the House, right? And you might think, well, that's politics. That's bread and circus. That's entertainment for the masses. That's really low-level stuff. That's kind of the way I thought, too. I really believe that to be the case, except, hold on. No, it's not. I'm going to show you a couple of video clips, but again, the information I'm about to provide to you is going to just really blow your socks off, because, let me just give you the bottom line, 435 House members. And 100 senators. Now, you know, the states used to select the senators, and now the state legislatures, that is. And, of course, we passed an amendment now back in the 18th century that allows the people to elect the senators. It's a big difference. It's a huge difference. But it was a move toward this global tyranny, which we're experiencing today. But to set the stage for this program, I'm going to show you a brief clip. This is video one in the show notes. Again, this is a special report. This is about infiltration, enemy infiltration in our government. Okay, and by the way, this also affects what's going on in Israel with the Gaza Strip, the, quote, pro-Palestinian, end quote, rallies, the incredible fights and discourse over, oh, well, you know, Israel's bombing the crap out of Hamas and bombing him into the Stone Age. They're no better than the savages that came in and hit Israel. Look, I understand both sides. All right, I really do. But until everyone understands that we are all pawns, regardless of which side you take, and we have been infiltrated, until you understand that, you're not going to see the bigger picture. So let's go to video number one in the show notes. And oh yeah, I have two, don't I? Well, we'll go to the New York University students. This kind of gives you an example of communist, socialist, Islamic infiltration into academia. And then we're going to talk about government. And then we're going to talk about lobbyist groups and different organizations. Watch this.
I'm from Socialist Revolution, just the U.S. section of the International Marxist Tendency. Well, we stand wholeheartedly with Palestine and the Palestinian people. We believe they have every right to resist their occupiers, their colonizers.
What would be the solution to the conflict in Gaza?
Yeah. Okay. Well, from here in the U.S., our job is basically to overthrow the U.S. ruling class through a socialist revolution, because they give tons of military aid to Israel, and that keeps Israel strong. And not just the U.S., right? Britain, Germany, France, right? So in the West, our job is basically to fight against our ruling classes and establish governments that are not helpful to Israel. Then in the
middle, should we overthrow the Gazan government since it's Hamas?
Yes, we should.
What would you say for the people that come here that are pro-Hamas?
Yeah. I'd say that obviously I understand where they're coming from, right? The Palestinians are being brutalized so bad, and Hamas is right now the only person the only organization fighting back.
They want to kill all Jews. It's in their charter.
It was removed from their charter, but at one point, yes, it was.
I mean, they just did that the other day.
Yeah. Bring the family.
finally home. We got the world set.
I'm from Bruno.
All right. That shows you, that should be an exhibit in a court of public opinion. That shows you the communist infiltration in academia, the lack of really knowledge of that young man's parents, the intentional propaganda of the schools, the academia, the colleges, as well as the money that's being spent to not educate, but to program him to say what he said. It, by the way, the Hamas charter was not amended, changed, or whatever. That remains the same. And Hamas is the military. Well, Hamas actually rules over Gaza, okay, and is connected to Hezbollah by extension and to Iran. Hezbollah, of course, is really the military arm of the Lebanese or Lebanon, but they're all connected through the Palestinian Authority, and that the Palestinian Authority has its roots, tentacles, both ways, to some Islamic terrorist groups that I'm going to identify. And then I'm going to tell you who in our Congress, among the 435, are really subservient to these communist, Islamic, socialist organizations. So I'm going to identify everything. Right now, there are about 100 out of the 435, there are about 100 members of the House of Representatives who are either compromised or being handled by subversive groups. Important distinction right here. This does not include anything to do with blackmail or compromised by personal, shall we say, the personal situations like, oh, Epstein Island kind of stuff. That has nothing to do with this. I'm just hitting the infiltration by subversive groups. There are about 30 subversive groups, which I'm going to be talking about. Committee of 100, and I'm just going to name a few for your edification here, but I'm going to get down and detail about this. Committee of 100, the Committees of Correspondence, the Committees for Democracy and Socialism, the Communist Party USA, Young Communist League, Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, Council for a Livable World, Democratic Socialists of America, Democratic Socialist Organizing Committee, Young Democratic Socialists of America, Institute for Policy Studies, IPS, very important group, the Korean American Political Action Committee, Liberation Road, again, very important group, Freedom Road Socialist Organization, Midwest Academy, Muslim American Society, Muslim Public Affairs Council, the MSA, Muslim Students Association. You may think, again, I'm reading, just naming these, you may think, well, these don't have really much to do with anything. Oh, yes, they do. Because you can identify Soros all day long, but the on-the-street mechanisms, the funding, the training, funding, and actual practical use of groups like BLM and Antifa. These are the groups behind those at the street level or just above that level. The Iranian Political Action Committee. Our Revolution, keep that one in mind. Peace Action Committee. Quad Caucus. I'm going to tell you. These, again, you may never have heard of these groups. The only person I've heard identify some of these groups is Trevor Loudon. Now, I will cite a few things by Trevor Loudon here, but I'm telling you right now, these groups are highly connected to many of the House members. Let's address the House first before we go to the Senate. We're not going to go to the Senate today. Let's just address the House of Representatives. Why? Because we have a new Speaker of the House. And the new Speaker of the House, by the way, show of hands. Anyone see that coming, that Mike Johnson was going to be the new Speaker of the House, the representative from Louisiana, elected in 2016? How did that happen? And why is the left, why are the Democrats so absolutely, if you've been watching cable news at bay, we have to watch it. It's surveillance of the enemy. If you've been watching cable news, you've been seeing heads, you know, almost exploding over the new Speaker of the House replacing Pelosi. Why do you think that is? In fact, let me give you an example. Let's go to, well, video two, the second video one. This is MSNBC. This will give you a taste. And you know what? I'm sorry, folks, ahead of time. I'm so sorry to have to do this to you. But I want you to see what we're dealing with. Because, by the way, Speaker of the House, as Speaker of the House, he got up and he was asked about his worldview. About you know, what, and he said his worldview, he said, if you want to know what my worldview is, pick up a Bible, open a Bible. And I'm paraphrasing. And that just made the heads on the left, they just went absolutely bonkers. Okay. But we're going to go to, this will be video two in the show notes, and we're going to split this up a little bit, but this is from MSNBC. Watch this.
21 days, 21 hours, 9 minutes, and 2 seconds. That's how long the U.S. House of Representatives was without a speaker. And after 3 failed attempts, Republicans unanimously voted in Mike Johnson, an extreme far-right religious ideologue from Louisiana who my colleague Ali Vitale dubbed Jim Jordan with a jacket and a smile.
Okay.
Joining me now, Delaware Congresswoman.
Okay. Extreme far-right religious zealot, I think were the words, right? Something like that. I could be off by a little bit. But you see what they are trying to do. Think of Nancy Pelosi, what she was. Mike Johnson is the, at this point, given all of the research and investigation I've conducted, the exact opposite of Nancy Pelosi. Again, we will have to wait and see because actions speak louder than words. But with respect to associations, that's what I'm talking about. Infiltration, being compromised. I don't see that, so I see something totally different. But let's continue here from MSNBC. Thanks for your patience.
And Lisa Blunt Rochester, she is a Democratic Senate candidate in Delaware and a national co-chair for President Biden's reelection campaign. Senator Rochester, thank you very much for coming back to the Sunday show. Just, you were elected the same year as Mike Johnson to Congress. Your thoughts on him being elevated to Speaker?
Well, first of all, Jonathan, it is great to be on the show with you again. I have to tell you, as you said, Mike Johnson and I came into office in 2016. As freshmen, I remember him well talking about civility and working together across party lines on legislation. And those people that know me in Delaware know that I will work with just about anybody to get things done for Delawareans and for the American people. But the things that we are learning and have learned about our new speaker and where he stands on the issues are very concerning. I mean, the fact that he has championed a total abortion ban with no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother is troubling. The fact that he has proposed, along with his colleagues, trillions of dollars of cuts for Social Security and Medicare. And these are programs that seniors rely on, but also have worked and earned. Also, I think personally, as I think about the fact that he is really one of the leaders of the election denier efforts and is somebody who has worked as a co-chair of the Biden-Harris campaign the first time and also now to sit on the House floor. And I like to sit right in the middle, in the center, so I can hear everything that's going on. To hear his colleagues call him MAGA Mike And then for him to be so staunchly against LGBTQ rights, it is beyond troubling. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, what we're going to see is how is he going to be able to govern with a 4-5 seat majority when these issues, he is really on the wrong side for most Americans. And so what I can say unequivocally is that Democrats will continue to fight for seniors and making sure that they have what they deserve. Women's reproductive rights, our LGBTQ plus brothers and sisters, and for democracy. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to fight for.
Well, Congresswoman, speaking of legislating, there's a November 17th deadline that is looming, a government shutdown that is looming. I'm just wondering, can Speaker Johnson, who has gone on the record saying that he is interested in a continuing resolution that will go through January or through April, can he get that done and still survive without triggering another motion to vacate?
Well, again, it's kind of interesting. As I said, sometimes sitting in that little center spot, I get to hear one of his colleagues came over afterwards and said, well, we'll see how long he lasts. And that's going to be important. What I can tell you is when you look at the Democrats in the last session, we had equally a small, like, 5-person majority.
Yeah.
And we were able to pass some of the most transformational legislation in the country, everything from the Chips and Science Act to the PAC Act for our veterans to the Inflation Reduction Act to lower the cost of things and save our planet. So it can be done. And we as Democrats held out, you know, Hakeem Jeffries held out our hands and said, let's have a bipartisan path forward. They decided to vote for the most extreme, one of the most extreme members, and to vote for him unanimously. And we will see what he does as speaker. But I can tell you this, again, Democrats are going to continue to stand up for those issues and fight for those issues that the American people sent us here to fight for.
As always, Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester of Delaware, thank you very much for coming to the Sunday Show.
Thank you, Jonathan.
And joining me now is Vermont Congresswoman Becca Ballant. She's a member of the House Judiciary and Budget Committees. Congresswoman Ballant,
go ahead and pause that. In fact, if you can take that down for a moment, this will be a good kind of a separation point of separation for this. What you heard her say, you heard a few key words there. She mentioned climate. She mentioned infanticide, or her word, abortion. She mentioned some of the hot button issues and also the slim Democratic majority, okay, that they could muster in certain cases. Now, this is all extremely important because when you look at the House of Representatives right now, again, you've got this infiltration of the House. Let me just again check my notes here, and I apologize for looking away, but we saw this and we're seeing this, we have seen this with the House Judiciary Committee, with the January 6 unselect, in my words, or select committee on January 6th. You've got well over, best count, 100 communist, socialist, Muslim, Marxist, Maoist infiltrators in the Democratic Party, as well as a couple in the Republican Party, and at least one in the Independent Party in the House of Representatives. She is one, as well as the next one, has ties to the Communist Party USA. Some of the key subversive groups, perhaps the one that people don't hear about, is the Committee of 100. I'll tell you something. The Committee 100 is a national nonprofit, allegedly nonpartisan organization that exposes a Chinese American perspective involving Chinese Americans and U.S.-China relations. Now, more on that. And there's their website, the Committee of 100, there on screen. I'm going to be giving a little bit more on that in the wrap-up part of this special report. Folks, write down C-100, C-100, or Committee of 100, and remember this, because this is going to be coming up more and more. All right, before I move on, I want to again thank our sponsors, including Virtual Shield. I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't have Virtual Shield, you need it. Virtual Shield, I speak about this all of the time. By the way, you have the right to remain private. There you go. Look on the screen. Virtual Shield, folks. Let me explain something about this. We had a case where Caesars Entertainment confirmed that social security numbers, you heard me talk about this before, that the numbers that were linked to reward player cards, they were stolen. The social security numbers were stolen in the recent Las Vegas cyber attacks. And you might think, well, that's not a big deal. I don't. No, it's a huge deal. Unfortunately, data breaches like this involving social security numbers, they're no longer uncommon. They're very common. You just often don't hear about them. That's why myself, along with tens of thousands of people, protect themselves online with Virtual Shield. Virtual Shield gives me, gives us, Eric the Tech, everyone here, security with an all-in-one privacy suite that includes an industry-leading VPN that anonymizes our IP addresses, my IP address, Eric the Tech's, and everyone here to help avoid ISP or government spying. Plus, it prevents hackers or snoopers from seeing my online activity. Please, ladies and gentlemen, do not underestimate the importance of having this. And out of all the VPNs, I selected this one as my own. Because on balance, I think this is the best. That's my personal opinion. There are others out there, but I'll tell you what, I think this is the best. I highly recommend Virtual Shield because you can get right now, 67% off lifetime discount with 60 days free right now across unlimited devices. If you go to, or by going to, virtualshield.com/Hagman. That's virtualshield.com/Hagman. Virtualshield.com/Hagman. Please, folks, be sure to sign up right now. Okay. Because government spying, as you will see, plays into the infiltration, which we're talking about. The Committee of 100 has its tentacles into the House of Representatives. The Committee of 100 has influence. This national nonprofit, allegedly nonpartisan, which by that I mean it has Republicans as well as Democrats, but specifically Democrats. They are pushing this Chinese-American perspective involving U.S. and China relations. This is the major communist Chinese party influence operation in the House of Representatives. This is the biggie. The Committee of 100. If you want to know about Hunter Biden, why, people say, well, why hasn't anything been done? I'm going to tell you why. You're looking, at least in my researched opinion, you're looking at why. It's because of the Committee of 100, in part, because they have people on their, dare I say, payroll. They're under their influence. There's about 150 to 200 Chinese business people, scientists, academics, diplomats, politicians, and old radical Maoist and Marxists right now that operate and influence House members. Their base of operations are in Shanghai, Beijing, New York, California, and D.C. primarily. And you want to talk about the Chinese police stations? Again, the Committee of 100. All right, that's one. Almost in alphabetical order, but we don't have to do this. Let's go to the Committees of Correspondence. Have you heard about this? Because all of these or not all of them, but the majority of these are connected to Barack Hussein Obama. They're connected to Kamala Harris. They're connected to in the executive branch. And as you look at the Biden regime's appointees, if you say that the election was rigged, and I believe that 100%, if you look at the cabinet selections from the Secretary of Commerce, by the way, yeah, I don't know how many people saw this, let me see if I've got this. Yes, page 8 in the program notes. U.S. halts exports of most civilian firearms for 90 days. Now, this is an example, an exhibit of how a cabinet member or a cabinet within the Biden regime has been infiltrated and overtaken by these communist, socialist, Marxist, Maoist groups. In this case, and you can research the Secretary of Commerce in this. She's from Italy originally, and you can dig, you can do a deep dive on her. I'm not going to do that right now. I don't have the time. But when you look at the cabinet, and in this case, going after the guns, not directly, not by a knock on the door, going after the ammunition as well, redirecting it to the government from Lake City, as we've talked about before. Why is this? Why are the cabinet officials and why are the House and the Senate, well, why is everyone going along with this? Why hasn't anyone been perp walked, right? We ask that question all the time. Because our government has been overtaken. We are a captured operation. And I'm explaining why. That's just one example. Taking away our firearms. How are they doing that through this measure? This affects the gun weapons stores, okay, and this will actually impact their ability to survive. Okay, this is a death, well, not a death blow, but a near fatal blow to some in terms of the sales of firearms. All right, continuing. You've got the committees of correspondence and the Committee of Correspondence for Democratic for Democracy and Socialism. So the Committees of Correspondence is acronymed COC. The Committees of Correspondence for Democracy and Socialism is CCDS. The COC began in 1991 when about a third of the Communist Party USA, when their membership split from the Communist Party to start new and different operations. Now, in 2000, the COC became the CCDS, the Committees of Correspondence for Democracy and Socialism. Now, the COC actually began with 2,000 members in 20 states. They opened branches all over the United States. Now, primarily, they're in operation in Boston, Chicago, New York, and San Francisco, Oakland. If you want, for example, to want a name to associate with this, again, part of the remnant of the Communist Party USA or separating from the Communist Party USA to the Committees of Correspondence and then to the CCDS. How about Oakland, California Congresswoman Barbara Lee? She became a leading member of the COC and the CCDS. Now, this group, I don't want to confuse you too much, but these are acronyms and names that you need to know. This group was initially the Freedom Road Socialist Organization, or FRSO. Also, Line of March, LOM. Those are the old Maoists. And then you have the LRS, or the League of Revolutionary Struggle. You've heard us talk about Bill Ayers, Bernadine Dorn, and other people, the Weather Underground. This is in that orbit. This is in that venue, the same Colosseum, shall we say. COC and CCDS, many members have since reverted back to the Communist Party USA and the FRSO. And I should note that many are lined up with the Democratic Socialists of America, which is a more overt group within the House, well, within Congress. Their strength, of course, is support for communism regimes of China, specifically in the Vietnam. Now you've got the mother of all infiltrating parties, the Communist Party USA, and the Young Communist League, the CPUSA and YCL. The Communist Party USA is one of the oldest groups that is influencing, subverting, and has captured many of the members of Congress. 1919, it was founded. Its constitution decrees, its constitution not just as, it actually describes it as the party of and for the U.S. working class. This is the party that infiltrates a lot of the trade unions, SEIU, and others. Okay. This party and its offshoots and splinter groups are connected to a number of lobbyists that pay and influence many members of Congress. Let me give you an example here. Right after World War II, there were about 100,000 members in the United States of the Communist Party USA. All right. And they would network with other countries, including Canada, Australia, Ireland, Venezuela, Brazil, Peru, Vietnam, of course, India, Russia, Germany. I can go on and on and on. And right after World War II, you had 100,000. And then it began falling off. The Reagan years, it began falling off. To the point where in 1990, there were just several thousand members. Now that number has gone up. It is operating in the Democratic Party right now, operating in labor unions, and above all, it's operating in churches. This is the Communist Party USA. A little bit covertly in all three. But if you would have looked on January 29th, 2018, you see the website up there. If you would have seen that website, Communist Party website, then party chair at that time, John Bechtel. He urged members, or he instructed members, to become involved in environmental issues, in social justice. And these are the issues being pushed right now by the captured members of the House of Representatives. You notice that Mike Johnson is against all of that. This is why. Because Johnson knows, or he's since found out in his, 7 years of being a House member, that the House is infiltrated. Numerous elected officials are involved again. But from that January 24th article, they also, the head of the, or the party chair of the Communist Party USA, issued instructions to Planned Parenthood. The Me Too movement helped set that up. Networked with House members about Black Lives Matter. Networked also with this Communist Party USA, networked using BLM, Antifa, the Me Too movement, the Pink Hat movement. Remember that right after Donald Trump was elected? Networked with all of the state and local officials possible. Under the groups such as the NAACP, various other civil rights organizations. And they also pushed for immigration rights, or pushing for immigration rights, as well as the LGBTQR, BLT groups, okay? One of the biggest supporters and backers of Bernie Sanders is the Communist Party USA. As a matter of fact, membership grew exponentially after Bernie Sanders was being considered for the presidency, and many members of Congress at that time. Again, don't forget, he's an independent from Vermont. Who did we just, or who are we going to see here momentarily from Vermont? From MSNBC about Speaker Johnson. Why is there such blowback? Well, this is the reason. Johnson, and again, this is important because the marching orders are being handed down by these groups to the lobbyists, to the representatives, to the senators. Marching orders are also being given to cabinet members. Marching orders are also being given by these groups to BLM. You think Soros is the instruction, is the street instruction to these? No. He might be some of the money or the majority of the money, but the instruction comes from these groups. And again, if you go back far enough, you can see connections to the Weather Underground. You can see connections, direct connections to Barack Hussein Obama or Barry Satoro and Michelle Obama as well. Who, again, I believe might throw her hat in the ring for the presidency. Just watch, because Biden will be taken out, I believe. When I say taken out, he won't run again. Right now, a huge couple of groups that are really forcing the hand of the House of Representatives include the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CAIR, C-A-I-R, Council on American Islamic Relations. You also have the Muslim Affairs Society, Muslim Public Affairs Council, and Muslims Students Association. You also have the National Iranian American Committee. So, working backwards from the groups I just mentioned, again, these are groups that are impacting or have captured our House members, cabinet members, and are instructional in the street activities, especially rioting against Israel. All of these groups are funding the pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian activities you're seeing on the street. From the National Iranian American Committee, NIAC, you want to know who's throwing money at this? The Iranian Political Action Committee, IAPAC. I'm telling you, this is... Or playing some role in what you're seeing out there right now. The Muslim Students Association, very active in academic levels of colleges. Muslim Public Affairs Council, MPAC, MPAC. Muslim Affairs Society, MAS. Which, by the way, is the front for the Muslim Brotherhood in America. Before we get back to the video, I just want to mention this. The Muslim Affairs Society, which is active right now in all the pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian things that you see out there. That was established in 1993. It's a 501c3. Again, it's a front for the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood was formed in Egypt back in 1928. And the Muslim Brotherhood is the most influential, Islamic organization in the world. Now, in the U.S., it's operating covertly. In the U.S., it's operating covertly in mosques, in Islamic centers. The Muslim Brotherhood, 1963, helped establish the Muslim Students Association. And in 2008, there was a court filing. I've talked about this before. The Muslim Affairs Society was found to be an overt arm of the Muslim Brotherhood in the U.S. So I'm not talking out my, you know, backside when I'm telling you this. But most importantly, they're working with the Communist Party for socialism and liberation with elected members at every level across the U.S., whether it's mayors or county council or school board members or cabinet members or the House members. Back to the House now. Mike Johnson as the House of Representatives. And again, why is this important? Because if you are to look at what's taking place all across the world as a spiritual battle, then what's that? Okay, gotcha. Yeah, if you're going to look at this as a spiritual battle, folks, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you, you need to know that the biblical worldview of Mike Johnson is extremely important. All right, stand by here. Let me grab some papers. I want to thank our sponsors, Trim with Doug. That's trimwithdoug.com. I don't have my, hang on just one second here. Where did I put that? Folks, hold on a second. I got so wrapped up in my reads here, or not my reads, the information about what's taking place all across the United States. I'll tell you what, let's go to that video first. Hold that for a second. Let's go to that video. And let's run that video for a second. And then when that stops, or when I pause that, that'll be a good pause point. And then we'll come back to Trim with Doug.
Thank you very much for coming back. Since you are on the budget committee, how worried are you that the government's going to shut down on November, November 17th.
Yes, of course I'm worried. Anyone paying attention has to be worried. This is a man, Mike Johnson, who has made it very clear that he wants incredibly strong cuts to Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security. He is completely beholden to the extremist wing. And, you know, it's hard to say extremist wing at this point because the moderates folded like a cheap fan this week. They said that they would not support Jim Jordan because he was too extreme and was an election denier. And then they turned right around and not only elected an election denier, but somebody who argued, you know, before the Supreme Court that the election of Joe Biden should be overturned. And so it's very difficult to see how we escape without a government shutdown. And I have very little ability in the Republican conference to govern. These people are not serious about governing.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, the next big fights in Congress are one, the shutdown, but also delivering aid to Israel and Ukraine. As I showed to Senator Kaine, your colleague, Congressman Meeks came on and said, you know, we want the Senate to pass a joint Israel-Ukraine aid bill, basically to jam you guys in the House, to jam the Republican majority, to force them to pass those together. Do you believe the Republican-led House could get that package passed?
Well, so here's what I want people to understand. You have a Republican conference right now in the House that has been working against the Constitution, has been working against democracy. So when we look at our allies abroad, including Ukraine and Israel, and the fact that you have a moment right now with the rise of autocrats around the world, and you have a Republican conference that is much more complimentary of Putin and Viktor Orban in Hungary than they are of our allies. It's incredibly troubling. And, you know, I just heard Congresswoman Blunt Rochester talking, someone who I respect so much. And she was talking about, like, what is the Republican conference? You know, what is their vision for America right now? And it really is around taking away civil rights, attacking our very Constitution. And, you know, I've been saying here at home
that. That's exactly what I wanted everyone to hear, because that's the furthest thing from the, that's not what is happening. She, along with members of the House, are associated with these subversive groups, these Marxist Maoist groups that are taking away our civil rights under the pretext of saying, hey, wait a second. These people have more civil or more rights than you do. Okay. It's just mind blowing how this works. Before I go on, and I apologize for that little blip there, trimwithdoug.com. I'll tell you what, if you have excess belly fat, it's been deemed the most dangerous fat of them all. And it's linked to so many health issues. The reason being, of course, is that excess belly fat grows deep in the abdominal cavity and puts pressure on some of the body's most vital organs. Ask me how I know. No, don't. That's one of the reasons why myself, along with so many other people, are turning to this amazing new substance, which is thoughtfully formulated with science-backed ingredients that promote reduced fat storage, help to speed up the breakdown of fat, support weight management, reduce cravings, and boost metabolism. Folks, I've got a great deal for you. They've worked this deal out with Hagmann Report, and I want to thank them. The best part right now that I love about this is you can get 51%. That's over half off the rest of the product, the rest of the month, or until they sell out, whichever comes first. That's what they worked out for us. For you, the listeners and viewers of this program, 51% off. Get yours now by going to trimwithdoug.com. That's trimwithdoug.com. And I appreciate them, and I thank you so much. And folks, do that, seriously. My doctor has been impressed with my weight loss. All right, continuing. The infiltration that we're experiencing right now, the pro-Hamas, and I say pro-Hamas as opposed to pro-Palestinian, is because what these groups are. When I say Muslim Affairs Society, this Muslim Brotherhood Front, they are the funding of the Hamas, the backing of the Hamas, the support structure of Hamas. It doesn't matter. I'm not talking about Israel. I'm talking about here in the U.S. And here's the bottom line. When you have Muslims who are intent on jihad and Hamas members who are not caught by Border Patrol coming through the southern border, it is because no one wants to close the border. Well, why is that? Or no one has closed the border. It's all talk. Well, it's pressure and money from lobbyists who are connected to or directly from, again, Muslim Affairs Society, Muslim Public Affairs Council, Muslim Student Association, and the Council on American Islamic Relations, as well as the Iranians, believe it or not, as well. Okay. Another group, and this is to weaken the military, which is highly active right now, is Council for a Livable World, CLW. It's its acronym, Council for a Livable World. Again, please remember, folks, these organization names. founded in 1962 by Leo Szilard. I can't pronounce that name. Szilard, it's S-Z-I-L-A-R-D. Hopefully I did okay with that. Its mission is to combat the menace of nuclear war. Sounds great, right? No one wants nuclear war. But it was to promote U.S. disarmament. Now, remember what I told you about Barack Hussein Obama, the Lugar Committee? Going over to Russia and engaging in disarmament oversight, correct? Wait a second here. How has that worked? You've got Barack Hussein Obama, who's being supported by Council for a Livable World, indirectly, I might add. This is a couple of degrees of separation. But you have CLW that is supporting, backing, and actually enriching Barack Hussein Obama to weaken the military. As a junior senator in Illinois, when he was on the Lugar Committee, okay, this would, the two cannot coexist. But here's where it applies today. Members of the House are being enriched by this, by the Council for a Livable World, because, again, even though it sounds great, they're involved in Iran's nuclear program. As a matter of fact, Council for a Livable World helped elect over 150 senators and over 300 members of the House since 1962, with many of the reps still serving. Think, for example, Nancy Pelosi. Again, I'm just hitting a few of these. Democratic Socialists of America. This is an outgrowth of the Weather Underground. Bernadine Dorn, Bill Ayers, or associated with, a splinter of, in bed with, okay, whatever you want to call it. So the Democratic Socialists of America, the DSA, Democratic Socialist Organizing Committee, the DSOC, and the Young Democratic Socialists of America, which is active in college campuses. The DSA was founded in 1982, when it merged with the old Socialist Party USA and the now American movement, which grew from the Students for a Democratic Society, or SDS, and CPUSA when they split. The Students for Democratic Society, again, Bill Ayers, Barack Obama started his campaign in his living room, or in the living room of a mutual friend. The bottom line is many of our House members and senators are involved with the Democratic Socialists of America. In fact, in 2015, when Bernie Sanders was nominated to as a presidential candidate, the Bernie Sanders, by the way, is a DSA member. The membership for the Democratic Socialists of America increased to nearly 100,000 members, and they've got chapters in every state. You want to know who in Congress right now is a member? Let me tell you. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. You've got Jamal. I didn't know that was a fire alarm. Or, oh, I'm sorry, I pulled it. Bauman. Rashida Tlaib, Cori Bush, Summer Lee. You've got DSA influence right now in every school, just about every school board in the blue cities in the country, in city councils, in state legislatures, especially, again, the blue states. And you know what they want to do? They want to abolish private ownership of means of production. They've got extensive ties to the European left and the communists in Europe, and ties to socialism and communism throughout Latin America, and they're bringing it here. I hope that helped you. Show notes. I'll put them in the show notes. HagmanPI.com. Thank you again. Special report telling you who is behind what you're seeing today.